the hounds just the other day. They said, man, you gotta do something, things are getting in the way. I said, friend, you have to cut me some slack, it's what I do. Do you see anything in the yard that I can give to you? I'm not a hoarder, I just like to collect things. I don't have jewelry or diamond rings. Cheeky and whimsy define my back porch. I doze in a hammock in Bermuda shorts. I found some steel drums that had seen better days. I'll fix them up and play them anyway. I may be a character, but I'm doing okay.
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth. Oh, we're going to talk about getting organized. And I am thrilled to have in studio with us today Melanie Baker. She is here to talk about her company, Method Organization. And then she has a couple little things she's going to tell us about. So good to see you.
Good to see you. Thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for coming in today, Melanie. First of all, tell us a little bit about Method Organization.
Well, we started over 10 years ago in the Black Hills of South Dakota. I since then expanded to statewide, and I had offices in Sioux Falls and Rapid City. We focus on organized moving.
So most people just move. What is organized moving?
Well, moving stinks. It's not fun.
No,
it's not fun to pack. It's not fun to unpack and decide where your stuff's going to go. So we kind of help with that process. We do focus on seniors that have been in their homes for their lifetime and are downsizing, so we help them downsize. But we do also do relocations for executives through different hospitals or large companies. A lot of times people want their executives to get right to work and not have to worry about getting settled in, so we help people get settled in.
So you do it on the front end and the back end?
Yep, I've traveled. I've been in South Dakota packing somebody and had to go all the way to Richmond, Virginia, or Kentucky. I've been to San Diego unpacking somebody. So it doesn't have to happen that way, but a lot of times when you've already built that relationship, people want you to be there on the back end as well.
So when you go out and try to assess a person's need for you, it's all over the board, I would assume.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because are we all innately either organized or not organized, do you think?
I actually feel like more people are organized than unorganized.
Okay.
From what I've seen. There are very special few that, you know, have the chronic disorganization that I've seen, and that's kind of when you get into the more strange circumstances.
Right. And so for you, Method Organization has been a way of life probably with your own life.
Oh, for sure. Yep. Right. Yep. I actually was just having a talk with somebody out in the hallway about we just kind of upsized to a larger home, and the whole basement's empty. I said, I feel like a lot of people, when they upsize, they feel like they have to fill the space. And for me, it's okay. We can wait. That whole basement can be empty until we find the right pieces, until we find what needs to go down.
Because it will fill up.
It will fill up eventually, but we're not going to just do it and be, you know, crazy about it and just buy a bunch of stuff to put in there. You know, we're going to be mindful of what we put in there. So
let's go back to you as a kid. Were you always organized?
I've always been organized, just even in my thinking. I've always been that way. The thing that drove me, and I never realized this until after I got into this business, really what put me here. But my grandmother was a hoarder. So the fire department used to have to come clean her house out. Boy Scouts would come volunteer. It was a bad situation. And
do you remember that as
yeah.
a kid?
Well, what I do remember is not having a relationship with her.
Because you couldn't go to her house?
No, we weren't allowed to stay at her house, and there was nowhere for us to sit. So there was just never a relationship with my grandma. And I think that, you know, looking back now after working with seniors and helping people downsize and get out of these situations, I'm like, wow, this is filling a lot of my needs. Like, I guess I really did affect me that I didn't have a grandmother. You know, I guess it really did affect me that my grandmother was a hoarder, you know. So I mean, it kind of fun self-realizations.
I bet. But isn't hoarding a kind of a psychological thing?
Oh, for sure.
Okay.
Yep. I think for my grandma, it started when she went through a divorce with my grandpa, and he moved to California. That's where we all moved. And I think that things went downhill. So
that was something that you realized the very first time you helped somebody move. But how'd you get into it initially?
Well, when I was married to a man that built custom homes, and we used to build about $1 million to $5 million houses. And my portion of the business was to do all the finishes and fixtures and interior design and custom closets. And when we went our separate ways, I decided to take the custom closet portion of the business.
This organization.
Yeah, 12 years ago. And with that, I started having more and more clients that wanted me to put the stuff back after I'd put the custom closets in, which made sense because I wanted people to really feel a value of what I was building into their home and have it make sense for them. So I'd put stuff back. And then I'd have people, you did such a good job putting my closet back together. Could you help us with our basement? And it just grew from there.
So when you walk into a house, how do you have the eyes of, I can make this better versus somebody that's been there living in a house maybe for years and years, they walk right past junk?
Yeah, I just think that for me, I just have done it so many times. I just know where things should go. You mm-hmm. know, I'm kind of even weird about loading my own dishwasher or how things go in my kitchen. And because of those, you know, processes that I have, I've just bring them into other people's lives and help them with those. I think a lot of times, too, it's not that they don't see it, that they just don't have the time or the really desire to do it by themselves. Mm-hmm. So,
don't you think, though, that sometimes you don't see it?
Maybe. I don't know how you couldn't, just because I'm so wired the other way that I do see it, you know, so I can't imagine not seeing it.
Do you think shows like Marie Kondo have really made your business more on the radar?
I think so. Yep, I definitely think so. I think that people are definitely getting in the phase of decluttering and donating, which has been great for thrift stores.
Upcycling. Yep.
Upcycling. So, yeah, it's definitely done a good thing for the organization.
So who is your average client?
Well, for a long time, my average clients were a little upper class where I did the custom closets. But my average client now, which I absolutely love, are usually over 65. They've got a lot of fun stories to tell. They maybe don't have as much family or people that want to hear them anymore. There's so much in this job that's relationship. And I just love the relationships that I have with my clients because we all feel needs for each other. But yeah, they're always, for the most part, over 65 and have a really hard time sorting through their items and deciding what they want to keep and what they don't want to keep.
And are people usually moving from a house to a twin home, or are they going into a nursing home, or do you go in after somebody has passed away?
Yeah, we do everything. We do all of the steps there. So the first step generally is to move from that lifetime home to a twin home or to a condo or something like that. And then you're going to maybe move to independent living, which is in a community. And then you go to memory care or nurse, you know, skilled nursing or something like that. So I've moved people all the way from the very beginning all the way to the end. Oh. So I've moved people 4 and 5 times through the whole process. It's kind of sad, you know. You have to see your friends, you know, going downhill. That was something I did not think about when I started, is that I was going to lose some of my friends, and that was hard.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also kind of a honor to be part of their life and have my own story with them. So,
well, that is hard because over a lifetime we really do accumulate so much stuff. What can you give people that are listening right now? Maybe they just want to clean their house or get their house cleaned out. What kind of advice can you give them as far as what to keep and what to not keep? And then is it bringing stuff back into the house? What to bring back in?
Well, I've always kind of had a rule of thumb. If we brought something into the house, we had to kind of take something out. So piece of furniture, if we had
a sofa, you got to get rid of a sofa.
You got to get rid of a sofa. You know, if you bring in a whole new wardrobe, you need to go through your wardrobe and get rid of stuff. So just kind of the in and out, you know, bringing stuff in, bringing stuff out. Also, just stay on top of it. You know, once every 3 months, just go through your stuff and take a hard look at whether you really use them or not. That's really important. And donate stuff. Also, do it with a friend. If you can't hire a professional organizer, do it with a friend. It's kind of fun, like just working out. It's kind of working, having a partner, like makes you feel more motivated. I've found that when people have hired me just to help organize, they start to feel confident to make those decisions. And, hey, I organized all weekend, or I want you to come once in a while, but I don't think I need you as much as I used to. You know, I think just having that person to get you jump started helps. And it doesn't have to be a professional organizer. I think it can be a friend too. So just somebody to be with you and have somebody to bounce ideas off of.
Do you have clients where you do go once a week or so and just keep them motivated?
It's not always that simple. I've got clients that I have been going to even here for months, every other week, and it seems that it kind of backslides every single time back there. I think it would be good if they had me come more than one time every 2 weeks, just so that it didn't backslide so much. But some people just are chronically disorganized, and there's really nothing beyond maybe getting some counseling for certain things or just accepting it, I guess, that you can do.
So is disorganization different than hoarding?
No, they're one and the same. The people that are hoarders, though, are chronically disorganized, and they actually have more of a mental problem. You know, they've got a hang up in their life that caused them to start, you know, keeping their stuff and storing it away. I know. I guess if you can look at a lot of people's stories, I had one lady that was a hoarder that started doing it when her mom died. You know, 4 years before. There's always some sort of a traumatic experience that happens before the hoarding behavior starts. Unfortunately, I'm not a counselor, though, and there's only so much I can do, you know, besides cleaning and sorting and going through stuff. So,
well, you know, one of the shows that I think a lot of people watch, and it to me it's a very sad show, mm-hmm. is that Hoarders show.
Yep.
And what the heck, tell people you're going to be involved in that.
Method Organization got hired to join the organization crew on Hoarders. So we are going to Huron, South Dakota on Sunday, actually Saturday, and we will be shooting a TV show there. So, and hopefully we'll be on their roster for any Midwest, Minnesota, South Dakota type jobs.
And so that's something we have to be really honored for. That's great.
Well, it is an honor for me. I feel like a lot of it has to do with my education and my experience. I'm the only person in the state of South Dakota that is certified to do hoarding remediation. I stopped doing it 7 years ago, but I still have the most classes and education through the National Association of Professional Organizers, and I'm on a special interest board through there for hoarding. So when they look at the people, you know, in South Dakota, that's, you know, they called me for that.
So that's a real special additional training that you've had.
Yep,
tell us about that.
Well, I have had training through the National Association of Professional Organizers, just for the regular home and residential. We've done some office and corporate organizing, and then hoarding. It's just the chronically disorganized that we help with, and just the classes just basically help you learn how to talk to people. You know, because that's a huge part of organizing You have to be a good listener. You have to care about what the people need and want. It can't be just about you and
wanting to get your job done.
Yeah, wanting to get your job done. Nope. Something. A lot of times things don't happen the way you want them to, and you got to learn to roll with the punches. So there's a very small amount of people that go on to take these extra classes. And usually when people don't usually want to be hoarding remediation. They usually want to just be a home organizer. You know, it's fun to go through somebody's pantry. It's not fun to go through a house that has dead animals in it, you know? So a lot of people don't go on to get that extra, but I think that because it had touched my life so much that it was something that I wanted to be able to offer.
Mm-hmm.
So
Method Organization is taking new clients. Tell me about that.
Yep. We are accepting clients in the Hastings and surrounding areas. We will do home organization. We would like to stick to the organized moving aspect of it, but we understand as we're a growing business that we can do anything at this point. It's just a matter of going to our website or our Facebook page and giving us a call to schedule a free consultation. Our website is movewithmethod.com. I do feel like our Facebook page is a little bit more informational, though, so I mean that might be a good first step.
That sounds great. Melanie, we just have a couple of minutes left. What else would you like to tell people?
Well, I do have some things in the work with the Senior Center here in Hastings. We're going to be doing a series of free classes on how to downsize. We've got one called Downsizing for Dollars, which basically helps you to know all the avenues where you can sell your items that you don't want anymore. We're going to do a fun one where how much is it worth, and people can bring in an item, and I'll help to show them how to value their items, so that they can know, you know, I get a lot of people that think that their things are very expensive, you know, and then
like
they
antique roadshow.
Yeah, yeah. And then they find out, you know, after we do a couple searches that, oh, okay. It just basically is a good, reality check for a lot of people. So we're going to do that one. And then I'm going to do like an eBay class where we can teach people how to do eBay on their own, estate sale. We're going to do one on relocation stress syndrome, which was a really horrible thing. I've moved people that didn't even know who they were after they moved. When you're a senior and you've been where you're at your whole life and you're completely uprooted and moved, it's very traumatic for a lot of them. They also call it transfer trauma. So we're gonna teach a class on how to recognize the symptoms of that in yourself and in your friends so that you can help them get the help they need for that. So kind of a lot of fun things coming up. We're doing a lunch and learn at the Y on the 29th, and we just hope to continue to bring some more education to this topic to Hastings.
Well, we're thrilled that you came in today to tell us about your company, movewithmethod.com, and also your Facebook page is full of all sorts of great things. And then we also want to give a shout out to Tom Wright.
Yep.
He's going to be helping you.
Yep, he's my fiance, and he has recently resigned from his position at HCTV and is going to be my business partner.
Well, so we're thrilled about that. Yep. We're going to give you one of those as well. Melanie, great to see you.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
And we hope that your business continues to grow, and keep us posted on when that Hoarders episode.
I will.
Because that'll be really fun for us to watch. And again, the whole concept is sad.
Oh, for sure.
But I thank you for helping people. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.
Friends came by the house just the other day. They said, man, you gotta do something, things are getting in the way. I said, friend, you have to cut me some slack, it's what I do. Do you see anything in the yard that I can give to you? I'm not a hoarder, I just like to collect things. I don't have jewelry or diamond rings. Cheeky and whimsy define my back porch. I doze in a hammock in Bermuda shorts. I found some steel drums that had seen better days. I'll fix them up and play them anyway. I may be a character, but I'm doing okay. The Lord for smooth sailing today. Smooth.